Groups that are normally at odds gathered in the state capitol rotunda yesterday in support of regional transit authorities, or RTAs. Craig Thompson of the state's road builders said the issue of how to pay for transit had been debated for years.
And it's a thorny issue, but there's one thing we do know about transit. It works.
Steve Hinneker of the environmental group Thousand Friends of Wisconsin called transit an essential component of a good community.
We believe in healthy communities, and we know that healthy communities need transit.
The legislature's budget committee has already signed off on creating transit authorities in Dane and Milwaukee counties that could levy local sales taxes to pay for bus and rail. But lawmakers rejected a plan by the governor to create a similar transit authority in the Fox cities. Still, there are signs lawmakers could revisit pieces of the budget now that the state's deficit is bigger than previously expected. Gary Goyke is one of the lobbyists pushing for regional transit. He says he thinks more transit authorities could still be part of the final package.
As they say, it's not soup yet. I think that the legislature will come up with some additional changes. I don't think it's been finalized. I think the city of Appleton is here in force. I think the Fox Valley and Green Bay want to have an RTA. They have to convince their local officials and their legislators to let them do that.
Goyke says his group is hoping an RTA the governor proposed for Kenosha and Racine counties could be put back in the budget. Although key Democratic lawmakers are concerned those moves could hurt their reelection chances. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.